Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Squirrel Rourke. Hi, Squirrel.
Hi, Jackie. How are you this evening?
I have to laugh because Squirrel and I were on the phone for about an hour before the show. We've hashed and rehashed just about everything there is. I think we've answered the questions to, you know, why are we here? What's the meaning of existence? We welcome everyone tonight. And before I even start, if you have questions, you're welcome to email them in to Squirrel at wyom.net. And she's got her handy-dandy computer. I can tell you, I'm not very organized tonight. This has been the week that was. Tonight's show, I'm actually really excited to do this show because I know I'm kind of the guinea pig. Whatever happens to me, all you guys are next. So tonight's about parallel experiences, parallel dimensions, and life as we have known it will never be the same as we approach 12-21-12. We'll begin to experience the unexplainable, the miraculous, the opportunity to experience in parallel dimensions and bring them into the present. There will be no other explanation for some of the things that will and are happening. How did this happen? Why did this happen? Honestly, there's no logical explanation that we can work with for many of the things that you will experience, which I think is incredibly exciting. I've had a week of it. Of course, tonight the team is going to share once you can get me into channel.
We'll get you there, Jackie.
I know. And also,
my job.
I know. I'd like to finally have a manager. And I'd like everybody to join together tonight for Vicki Lynn Talby-Cole's intention, which I love. I intend to be a participating bridge, a beautiful bringer of light to this planet, moving through life with grace and ease, attracting and supporting others and the earth in the awakening and transformational process in the most loving, compassionate, and joy-filled way as is possible while creating changes and experiencing of unlimited flow of abundance, beauty, and joy.
It's lovely.
I thought that was absolutely beautiful. And we thank you, Vicki. Vicki's made huge strides, so I was very excited to use that. Tonight, we're going to talk about... we're going to talk about Jackie's week, just because it's just so amazing. And this actually has impact on everybody, because certainly it involves... the team. It involves our darling Adrian DeVere. And Squirrel had asked me to give some background on Adrian. So what I'm first going to talk about before I do Adrian, I better do Adrian first. Adrian DeVere, when all this started was... 2003, I was awakened in the middle of the night and told that I was to write a book, which I'm so remiss, I have still not gotten to, about my life, which I had no clue why anyone would be interested, but I hadn't lived it yet, obviously. not all of it. And they wanted me to look at Alpha Centauri, which was something I'd never heard of before. And they wanted me to get on the computer, that there was going to be something that was really important for me to see. And, of course, I jump out of bed, and I go get on the computer, and the computer is down. The cable is down until about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So
you jumped out of bed for that?
Yes, exactly. At that time, there was an announcement about a UFO conference in Laughlin, and many people have heard this story, but I'm going to tell it anyway. I felt that I was supposed to go, but I wasn't certain, so I looked up who were going to be the speakers and who had been previous speakers, I saw Dr. John Mack's picture and was obsessed. And he was not going to be a speaker that year, but he had been one the previous year. I knew the moment I saw him that I knew him, and I mean I knew him. I just didn't know how. But this was very close to Close Encounters of the Third Kind with Richard Dreyfuss, where he was driven to go to the mountain, and he built the mountain. And, of course, Squirrel, you know this mountain because you live there. At any
really,
rate.
Devil's Tower, I know. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. It was that kind of obsession. But they were screening his film, Touched, at the conference. So I called my Chevron people and I said, you aren't going to believe what I'm doing. I'm taking 10 days off. I'm going to Laughlin, Nevada to a UFO conference. And they all went, what? So, because I really thought people that went to these things were pretty, So
Out there.
Out there. I go to the conference and probably 4 days in, something like that, my best friend's daughter is having experiences the whole time I'm there. Every morning I'm on the phone with her. There are beings coming into her room, and I keep telling her, use my name, right? And finally, Adrienne DeVere makes a presentation, and I was excited about this. I knew this was going to be important. I walked into the room. There were about 400 people in there. Adrienne came out. Adrienne's from Israel, and he was working with healing entities and aliens. And I knew, also, same thing, I knew him. I felt his soul. I knew this man at a very deep level. I had extraordinary experiences during his presentation. They were moving my medallion around my chest, poking me in the kidney. And, you know, he said, if you look at the tree, they called them tripods, that they were filming all the people who were there. There were tripods for the people who were filming the presentation, and then there were these giant tripods that the ETs had there where they were filming all the humans, which was just so delightful. And at the end of the presentation, I ran out to meet Adrienne, and I said, oh, my God, you know, you could see my medallion moving around my chest and blah, blah, blah. My high heart was opening, and it was like a flamethrower coming out of my chest. It felt like it was burning the flesh off my chest. Nothing stopped it, and they fixed it while I was in there. So I did not know that Adrienne and I, we connected so closely, and it was so amazing. That night I go to bed. Well, actually, I walked up to my room, and an ET walked right past me through the door into my room. Her name turned out to be Euroka, and she became part of my team. Oh, she was terrible. She was such a brat. Still is. And
she's good for you, Jackie.
She's fabulous. She is very funny. And will not tell anybody where she's from. But at any rate, that night I had an experience, blah, blah, blah. I was taken before this huge council of beings, and I had masters with me, and they explained that I had been co-creatively designed, which meant I participated the way I look, walk, talk, act, the way I dress, my hair, everything, that this was my life path, that this is what I was supposed to do, blah, 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 which I still didn't understand. And they explained my first encounter, everything. I woke up crying, and I jumped in the shower, ran downstairs, found Adrienne to tell him, and he grabbed his chest and blanched backwards, and he said, oh, my God, that's the same thing that happened to me. And so Adrienne and I connected very deeply. Again, I still didn't know I'd be doing this work. Eventually, obviously, my life was taken over. In short order, I was, you know, moved in, I think, a month. It took me a month to get here to Las Vegas, which was the last place I wanted to go to. Left my career, my friends, my home, everything. And Adrienne and I were busily emailing back and forth from Israel to Las Vegas. because they told me when I came, everyone would be there, that I would never have to look back, and of course I didn't. What was interesting is he wanted me to come to Israel and meet the healers in Israel. I never could get there because things just took off so crazily. Adrian died. I began in April. He died in June. And so Adrian was with me for about 2 weeks. It was interesting. I never could understand him. I never could hear him. So he went to everybody I knew to bring messages to me. In the meantime, things were so crazy with the sessions. I pretty much just kind of shut. I said, look, we can't do it this crazy. It's too much. And people are getting healed, but their emotions aren't healed. And, you know, things are going to come back, and I could see it. And so we have to calm it down. Plus, I was having problems in terms of frequencies with all the different beings. Our frequencies don't match theirs. They're so much higher. And I actually went through 2 months where I couldn't see. So it was taking a huge toll on me, long and short. So we had an agreement, kind of shut everything down, and I shut Adrian down because it was like constant. It was constant with him, and I love him, but I was in such overwhelm. Good friend of mine, who's a collective walk-in, about 2 weeks ago said, Jackie, you know, you made a contract with the team a long time ago. It's time to change it because they're waiting, and you restricted what they're capable of doing. And I went, oh, shit.
Wait, again, now, did this restriction have to do with Adrian, too? Is that
what? Yes.
Was
it
that
actually, what I didn't realize is it also encompassed Adrian. So
okay.
I redid the contract and said, okay, I take it back. Okay, let's go for it. Let's really let it fly. I'm ready. You're ready. It's time. And so within, I would say, a couple of days of that, I'm going back and forth, and I could feel Adrian around, but he wasn't in my, he was trying to be really good. So, except my dream time was crazy. And so, at any rate, some of you who've listened for a long time know that my great-grandbaby died in the womb. They were twins. And there was a girl and a boy. And when my granddaughter became pregnant and they did the, I don't know, ultrasound, my granddaughter called me crying and she said, Grandma, it's twins and one of them's an ET. She was just beside herself. At some level, she knew. And so
see that ultrasound, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would, but she saw it through other eyes. That's what was so fascinating. So,
okay, I got it.
At any rate, and she already knew that you know, there had been ETs there with her first baby, Amden. So, you know, this was not, you know, I think she's been pretty acclimated to everything, even though she's never been on the table, which I think is very funny. So, and her husband's a scientist. At any rate, the team would not let me fix this baby, and every time I'd go in to work with the children before sessions, this shield would come up around the little boy. And the team kept saying to me, he's just along for the ride, he's just along for the ride. I told my granddaughter because we found out that he had problems in his DNA, and what he had, he would have been born mentally deficient and probably only would have lasted a couple of years. So, which wouldn't have mattered to my granddaughter at all. And sure enough, 2 weeks before it was time to deliver, he made his transition in the womb. And so she sent me something of his headstone for his burial plot. And I wrote her back and I said, I just want you to know this is love for him to come in and escort Adrina into her physical life and be along that way. That's really love. I walked into my kitchen, was standing at the counter, and Adrian was behind me, and I went, oh my God. the baby that died's name was Adrian, and I never got it. And his words to me were, "Do you get it now?" And I was like, "Oh my God."
And he has escorted you.
Yes, well, again. Yes. So
the parallels are astounding.
They are astounding, and so I'm very grateful that I undid the contract. Plus, the team is having a field day on many levels. So that's kind of the first part of the story, and Squirrel that asked me to talk a little bit about the background of Adrian, because I didn't. Sometimes I don't realize that if they're new listeners, they don't know anything about Adrian Devere. He wrote a book. His website is still up. I handled his website for about a year and a half after he died. Wonderful, wonderful soul. And he's still doing work on the other side, as is John Mack. My other mentor died. Adrian died in June. He died in September. The two of them then taught me in the dream time about the universe and all kinds of things. It was phenomenal. So
I was just going to say, Jackie, that because of Adrian's website, that's how I found you.
It's really interesting because of the things he has about me on the website. Many people found me
right
through Adrian's website.
Right, and I was just looking for aliens, healing, and then you popped up after I'd seen that Adrian had passed, and that's when I clicked on to you, and now here we are. Several years later.
Again,
five,
Adrian
six.
Has, you know, it continues to be a mentor in many ways. So I'll go into the...
I'm always grateful to him, too. So
yeah,
thank you, Adrian.
He's amazing, and he's adorable and on so many levels. Beautiful soul. and, of course, I had been told that Adrian had been my son in other lifetimes. And... So we both knew we had this incredible connection. There was absolutely, in fact, I think he's got that on his website as well. My house is for sale, and this is a very emotional thing for me because it's such a special place. You know, I've got all these, I've got 65 Buddhas inside. It's like a temple. And so I've been very careful about who comes in my home because I have to set grids and so on and so forth. No one has a key but me, including the realtor, or my children. There were two people that came to see my home. I met both of them. I get an offer immediately. And I don't want to sign the offer because I'm assuming it's the first person that came to see it, and I did not believe this house belonged to them, nor should it be for them. So I kept holding out for a different buyer. Long and short of it, my son steps in. He is a realtor, but he would not list the house. He didn't want anything to do with it. He had me list it with a friend of his. He does research on these people. He Googles them. He talks to their realtor. I mean, this is the most perfect deal in the world. They're already completely approved with my lender. They're just outstanding. I mean, they're beyond outstanding. And he pushes me and pushes me. And finally, I agree to sign the damn contract. And I'm reluctant as can be. And there was one man I was holding out for because his client was Celine Dion's backup singer. And he was dramatic and he loved the drama of the house. And I thought, well, he'd have a lot of fun here. Well, obviously, the team did not agree because that didn't happen. So I get a call, a message from my realtor on my recording service that says they want to come through on Saturday at noon. And I'm like, what? They're not signing the counter offer? Uh-oh. So I'm very concerned that I blew them off. I'm out running errands. I leave the front door open for them. Tell my cleaning people not to come until a certain time. And I'm up at Whole Foods, and I hit a bump, and I spill coffee in my car. I've got to run home to clean it up. I have nothing in the car to clean it up with. Pull up in the driveway, and here are these people standing out in front, and I'm looking at them going, I'm wondering who they are. And I said, who are you? Can I help you? And they said, well, we had an appointment at noon. And I'm like, really? Wait a minute. So I pull the car in, come around, open the front door. And I said, who are you? I said, because the message, blah, blah, blah. And they said, well, we're in contract with you. We're your buyers. And I said, wait a minute. You've never been in my home. They said, oh, yes, we have. And I said, no, you haven't, because
I would know, right? Yes.
I would know. Nobody has come in without me being present, and there is no way. And they all explained to me they've been through the house, they love the house, they've just come to take some measurements, and I'm looking at her, and I see these children around her. And I said, well, I fell in love with her in that instant. There was something beautiful about her. And I said, I want you to know that in this house, you will receive incredible blessings. And she burst into tears, and so did I. And she said, can I hug you? And I'm just holding on for dear life. I love this girl. I know. And I can feel these waves of love. Adrian, all of a sudden, boom, pops in behind me again. And I'm like, oh, my God, you guys just will do anything to let me know that this is all very blessed and so on. Now, and I want everybody to know, it's not just me. These things are really happening. And believe me, we went back through this. My son is still laughing about it, that he's the only person that knew came through in a different dimension, and he literally pushed this deal through, and I said, okay, all right, I give up. And I just was overwhelmed with love. I knew that this was supposed to be, and I knew this whole transaction was blessed. I went out and got in my car, left them in the house. I said, just lock the door on the way out. And I thought, why do I question anything? And how fun is that, that they made sure this came through from a parallel dimension so that I couldn't miss it as being something unique, something special. Now, every time the team has moved me, it has been bizarre. It has been, people have watched it, where I'm literally picked up and plopped down somewhere. But it's not just, again, this is the first time a parallel dimension thing, okay?
Wait, I have to ask. You're saying that in that parallel dimension was happening, but you, the other one that you were not aware of, was when they came to see your house?
Somehow, I completely do not, and it's not like I forgot.
Okay.
I may be busy, but there's no way I don't know, and no one else lives here but me, if somebody comes through my house. It's by appointment only. What is so bizarre is that, yes, it had to happen in a parallel dimension. Obviously, I was present for it because they knew me. But I did not know them.
So do you think sometimes when we have a memory lapse, it could be that we just don't remember?
Oh, absolutely. This happens to us all the time, where we leave our body and go somewhere else and do something and come back. I've had these things happen to me before, but not to this degree. Not to this degree.
That's very striking to get your attention, and particularly with Adrian involved. And there's a huge message with the dimensional shift for you.
Well,
which I guess now you're saying it's going to happen to us because it just happened to you. Is that,
well, I can tell you that Kathleen, whose daughter was seeing the ETs at the same time I was, and they'd go back and forth between our house, said to me, Jackie, I know you, and even I think you're crazy on this one. And I said, I swear to you, Kathleen, this happened in another dimension. There is no other explanation in the world for it. I never leave my doors open. Okay?
Leave your house. Are you kidding?
That's it. And they have signed the contract, okay, and done everything. I still don't know how it happened. And so, you know, again, I didn't even pursue it because I looked at it and I saw why they were there, the children that were waiting to come through. I could feel how excited the team was, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. But I was so filled with love. So that's Adrian was my great-grandson, okay? The sale of the house happened in another dimension. Probably, I'll be telling this story till I'm 105. And then a person I'm very close to, and we've had our differences at times, but we connected on a dimension for 2 days that was something I only dreamed of, literally dreamed of, over a period of 21 years. This would have been my dream. But I was able to hold the resonance because I was feeling so much love, and I was feeling so loved. And I let it slip. I lost my temper yesterday.
Wait, so if one loses their temper, that they're going to move out of the real
well,
nice dimension, the reality they created?
I'll tell you what happened
know.
Is, no, what happened was there were some differences occurring over politics and some other things that you could feel the fields sparking, okay? There was a buildup to it. Innocent on my part, but that doesn't mean that you can actually hold the you have to be in better alignment. I wasn't there. And I take responsibility. This person has to take responsibility too. But it's really, I'm the creator of the reality. I have to take the brunt, okay?
So you can only do it for 2 days? I mean,
you know, if I could do it for 2 days, that means it's just the beginning.
I'm actually amazed. I mean, it's inspiring. I mean, we all want to create our realities, and we want to move with the idea of moving into another dimension and being in that. We do slip in and out, and I just was curious as to how we can stay a little longer than 2 days.
My fault, and Bonnie will listen to this show. Bonnie would be all over me about this. Okay?
Bonnie.
Dear Bonnie, livealifeyoulove.com. Bonnie would be on me about this, which is, okay,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't working on my beliefs. I was so enthralled with what I was feeling, thinking that that was enough. And the minute we got into the whole political thing, okay, my personal beliefs and intentions weren't strong enough to hold that vibration and resonance. Again, I can hear her now, I mean, because we chat enough to where I already know. So, Bonnie, I know when you listen to this show, you'll be laughing. I got it. Okay, I got it. Now, during the whole political thing, I also was on a tear about what was going on in the Senate, where we have wonderful statesmen and stateswomen leading the Senate because they feel that they are impotent to get anything done. Which is so sad, and these are not just the ones I had heard. We're not the first I had heard, but this is actually moving through the Senate where people are actually not going for re-election because they realize they can go out into the private sector and accomplish more than they're accomplishing in the Senate. Hmm. Then there was the problem with the voting in Dade County, where the governor was allowing voting lines to go for 8 hours, all the old people that live down there. Again, I was not a happy camper. That night after all this came up, I went to bed, and when I'm really moving big energy at night, I know it because I'm in and out, in and out. And I told Squirrel this story, so I know she was laughing as well. I can feel you. The whole time, I don't know what I'm doing. I can feel it's like moving mountains. That's how it feels. Of energy. I've got Neil Diamond with me singing America. Now, you know, I had a week that just wouldn't stop. So he gave me his website, and it was a young version of Neil Diamond, by the way.
Nice.
I couldn't even remember it. Squirrel, you know, I couldn't remember his name. I had to tell you what song, Sweet Caroline, because I can't remember his name. And so But when I woke up, I remembered his name very well. And the song America, which is what he was singing the whole time I'm moving this energy. So I looked up the lyrics. And the lyrics are, far, we've been traveling far, without a home, but not without a star. Free, only want to be free, we huddle close, hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes, they're coming to America, never looking back again, they're coming to America. Home, don't it seem so far away? Oh, we're traveling light today in the eye of the storm, in the eye of the storm. And home to a new and shiny place, make our bed and we'll say our grace, freedom's light burning warm. I mean, I'm crying as I'm reading this because to me, this is America, where it has been a safe haven for people throughout our brief history. And so I'm not normally a political activist, but I was this week. And now, why Neil Diamond came in, I have no idea. I at some point, I'm sure they'll share it with me. This song is from 1980, just so you know. And honestly, there's no way I saw this anywhere. I don't really watch television unless it's something, you know, some, you know, TMZ, Two and a Half Men, Bill Maher, you know, a couple of political things, that's it. And I would have no occasion whatsoever to connect with any of this. But again, this felt like a different time that I was connecting with some other time where America was really what it is or what it could be again. And again, this is Atlantis. This is, you know, this is our Atlantis. Exactly. This is what we came to save. This is what we came to change. And and the reason I did the show in parallel dimensions and parallel realities is because if these things are happening to me, and I know as fast as the frequencies are moving right now, they're going to be popping in and out for others, I want you to pay attention. Because this is a time, and I can feel it, of magic and miracles, and it's so important that we don't miss them. Because they can get by us. You know, we can say, oh, well, I forgot about that, or I didn't. I lead a very different kind of life where if something slips into my reality, I know it came from somewhere else. I don't have people coming in and out my door. So this is not, you know, something that could happen. But what I will say is for all of you that I can, and I can, with the team, active as the team is right now, we can expect amazing things. Again, I'm going to refer people who maybe have never heard about before, which is livealifeyoulove.com, which is Bonnie's website. Her book, The Map, will be out, available to the public, we're hoping by January, February at the latest. Her new website is up with all kinds of amazing tools on it.
It is. It's phenomenal. I would suggest everybody get there.
Absolutely. Her work is impeccable. Impeccable. Sign up for her newsletter.
You can get her on Facebook, too. You can friend her on Facebook and see something she writes every day, which is inspiring. I love them. Thank you, Bonnie.
Wonderful. See, I don't even get to Facebook, so I have to take your word for it. I have to hire somebody to do my Facebook page.
It's time for you to go in the channel, little girl.
Yes, it is. Okay.
Okay.
The reluctant channel. Oh, well, we'd love to see you all have so much fun. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
Thank you.
It's a joy for us to be with you, and at some point, you two have to get a longer show. All right. Let's talk about, we can feel you chomping at the bit, Squirrel.
I'll let you go first, though, of course.
Right. Parallel realities. How do these things happen? It's resonance, people. It's resonance. Now, we know that many of you are walking around buzzing all over the place right now and feeling the vibrations more intently than you or intensely than you ever have. These are going to come and go. You're going to have a lot of earthquakes. They're already happening because of the way you're feeling the vibrations. The vibrations, of course, they're coming from Earth and they're coming from us. Now, when we say us, please know that we're talking about the greater us, the greater we, all right? Now, you've all been waiting for these times. We promise you there's no Armageddon. That's not going to happen. In spite of the things you may see in here, that won't happen. We encourage you all to take as much responsibility, to trust your magic, to work with the earth, especially in places that you know are vulnerable right now, and there are many. Watch your coastline. All right. There are places inland as well, but watch your coastlines. Now, parallel realities, and we're going to tell a story that the channel tells. She's forgotten long ago. She was at a Lazarus intensive in Los Angeles, staying at a hotel. And it was a high rise. And after the intensive, this first evening, they were all meeting in this lounge area where they were serving, you know, little things to eat and drinks and whatever. And the next morning, they all went back to Lazarus, to the meeting room. And Lazarus asked, he said, how many people felt the earthquake last night? And the channel looked around, and there were a lot of the people that were there with her that night, some that she was sitting with, and none of them felt the earthquake. But the others in the room did. Now, when you're in a high-rise building like that, you're going to feel an earthquake. But there were those that did not feel the earthquake. So, Squirrel, what do you think happened?
Just a different perception of that reality for others than the ones that felt it.
All right. So, how would it be different? Do you think their beliefs played into it?
That would be my most obvious yes.
Okay, good. Good, good. All right. That has an awful lot to do with it, is their belief. It was not in their perception of reality. We can say for the channel specifically that she has no fear of earthquakes. Therefore, it wasn't even a consideration. That's one of her favorite things. She likes to work with the energy. Now, the reason it's one of her favorite stories is they were all there. All right? And a third of the room did not feel it, and two-thirds did. All staying in the same hotel. So we would use this as a very interesting way of introducing you to the idea of watching your beliefs and your intentions. All right? People that are all concerned about Armageddon and some terrible thing happening are far more likely to experience it than those that aren't. Now, we work with a lot of people in New York, and it was really quite fascinating, those that had destruction and those that did not. those that had an elegant experience with the storm and those that did not. Our people, we don't say this to be, our people all had a beautiful time on it. They were in the right place, the right time. Absolutely no distraction. Now, we're not saying this to brag, people. We're saying that their sense of safety did not attract a negative experience. They felt safe, therefore they experienced safety. Their resonance aligned with that version of reality. Now, if you look at volcanoes, there are many stories in Hawaii about the volcano, especially on the Big Island, where it can wipe out whole areas and go around one specific house, not touch. Just another version of the same concept. Now, can you pull in things from parallel realities? Yes, they can pop in and out. Can they stay? Yes. Now, who popped where? Did the channel pop out? And we would say to you, yes. She popped out and did not experience the people that came through the house. Now, she doesn't know this one, but we're going to share it with you anyway. Because she was conflicted about selling the house. These people came through and saw the house. She has no remembrance whatsoever of the event. You mean those two things can happen in the same location? Yes. Do you see where we're going, Squirrel?
Yes, I do. You know, it's just, of course, it's hard to wrap my brain around that. But,
well, it is hard. It's hard. The negative ego is going to get in there and say, wait a minute, there's no way that's possible. But because the veils are thinner now, it is possible. And it's going to become more possible.
Did she pop out because she needed to get out of her own way?
Well, no, we wouldn't say that. We would say that she was experiencing a version of reality where she didn't see the buyers who were going to buy the house. She actually rejected the offer. She didn't even want to counter the offer. Who was in the way? Her son came along and said, Mom, you're wrong. I'm going to prove it to you. You're in your own way. It was her resistance. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. Now, was there a little play in there and a little manipulation? Yes. But you're all going to be experiencing these things. Wonderful things if you allow them. Negative things if you attract them. So we really do recommend that you work on resonance. Keeping your resonance high. Now, we're not going to say her resonance wasn't high, but her resistance was high. Her resistance to letting go of the house was high.
Okay, so my question would be, even though she was resisting, which would be a lower resonance,
yes,
it still worked out nicely.
Well, again, she had some help.
Yeah. So
right.
When I lose my resonance, and it doesn't work out so nicely.
again, if she didn't have the help squirrel, it wouldn't have worked out nicely.
I see.
Do you understand?
Yes.
In other words, she would never have been aware. And these two parallel experiences would not have connected, because she would have rejected the offer. Because she thought the offer came from someone else. It was
so she needed
intention.
To be shown how those realities were going to merge.
Again.
Which was such a great awakening moment.
It was the awakening moment. It was also a moment of blessing for her to see that this was being done on a different level. But again, she would never have intersected. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And her son did quite an override, and Adrian was there and some other members of the team, because she has some things she has to go do. In this moment, it could all change. But in this moment, all right, she got to experience something very special, which made her feel very loved and very safe. And in that moment, she was able to let go, hand it over. All right. Does that make sense to you?
It makes complete sense.
All right. Good. Well, we're glad. Now, her experience with this singer was absolutely wonderful, because what she did was attract, all right, the frequency and vibration, all right, of the song itself into her experience because of her love for the country. And they just happened to intersect. All right? As she's moving energy and doing things that we can't really talk about here, and we won't yet. Someday she'll get to know. She doesn't know everyone that's working with her, and that's not appropriate at this time. However, all right? The frequencies, the energy, including the tune, the tone, all intersected and connected. The feeling connected. The love connected. Does that make sense to you?
It does. My question would be, if I may ask, when we go into our dream state, do our frequencies change? And if so, do they sometimes become higher, a higher resonance?
Of course they do. Of course they do.
But higher, but not lower?
we would hope not lower.
If you're
going lower, you're not listening to this show.
Yeah, true. There's sometimes the dream state, I get in such a great dream state that I don't want to get up and get into my awake state, for lack of a better term.
All right, so you're reluctant
to come back. What's happening there?
Oh, you're reluctant to come back into the limitation of the body.
Yeah,
the
I know.
The limitation of your life experience. Okay?
I've been found out.
All right, so let's talk about it this way.
Okay.
All of you listening are huge souls. Pretending to be small. We've talked about this before. Pretending to be small. But you're not. And on the other side of the veil, you are these great orchestrators coming together with many others, orchestrating much of what's going on in terms of the movement to help shift the planet through the ascension process and awaken humanity. now. Okay, we have a good one for you, Squirrel. Undercover bosses. Think of yourselves as undercover bosses. It's a TV program.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
So you're all undercover bosses. Except you don't know you're the bosses. You're definitely undercover. When you go into your dream time, you come back to the knowingness, the reality that you're the bosses. And then when you awaken, all right, you're an undercover boss. Pretending to be like everybody else. Does that make sense? With the same problems, the same obstacles. Exactly the same as everyone else because that was your commitment. But you also believed in yourself enough to know that you would remember who you truly are, to reclaim your gifts through the processes that you're all going through, to be the bridges that you all are, and through the struggles that you've had in the physical, not always easy, but your goal is to learn to do it elegantly. This is what we talk about in terms of being in dominion. Understanding how you create your reality. And we could tell you, our channel went into some fear. She knows better. Doesn't mean she won't do it. She admits to those human parts of herself. But when she hits that wall of fear, she's a handful. And it takes something shocking to snap her out of it. Now, for all of you, don't allow the fear to control your lives so that it's going to take something shocking to knock you out of it. Unlimited possibilities for all of you. Get in line now. And we mean that. For unlimited possibilities. For all the excitement that's possible, the beauty, the elegance, the fun, the joy. In spite of the way your life may look today, it is your goal, your job to hold the highest resonance, the vision. Change your beliefs. Write your intentions, work with them every day for what it is you want to experience and change the beliefs that hold you back from having it. And we know that there are people listening to this show that say, oh, that's just too simple. If I just change my mind, it should happen. Well, how's that working for you so far?
It hasn't worked that well so far. It's
right.
Not that simple.
No.
It's not.
No. This is having access to resources, to tools. And you can do it. You can create beautiful, elegant lives. Wonderful, abundant, joyous lives. All of you. It is your birthright. It's what you came to do. This is not random. It does not just fall on the chosen ones. You're choosing yourself. You have no idea what enormous creators you are on the other side of the veil. Enormous creators. And the disparity, in some cases, between who you are here and who you are on the other side of the veil would shock you. Truly shock you. This is not because you failed. It's because you don't realize who you really are. Because you think small. You feel flawed. Because you look to injustice or blame or any of the lower frequency resonances that hold you back. And you are so fully capable of changing your lives so beautifully and aligning with beautifully and elegantly a higher version of your life experience beyond what you can imagine, even better than what you can imagine. We had this conversation with someone today. Magnificent creator, but a control freak. And we told her, let go. Stop controlling. The universe is pretty smart. You've done a hell of a job. But it can be even more beautiful if you let the universe deliver more. Stop holding on so tight. Why do they control that way? Because, very simple, they don't trust other people. They only trust themselves. When we called their attention to it, then they got it. Do you trust the universe? Yes. Do you trust your higher self? Yes. Then let go. Stop pinching it all off. Even more. The universe is limitless. You can have as much of everything as you desire, as you're willing to believe and change your beliefs, change your intentions, love yourself enough, and heal and clear your own blockages, lineage, you know, there's some other things here that may be in the way, but we promise you, these are things you can do every day.
You know, I'm sorry, I think we're going to have to say goodnight pretty soon.
All right, Squirrel, how much time do we have?
It's about a minute.
All right, we would love the opportunity to work with all of you tonight, if you're willing, just to open you, to open you enough to just be willing to receive more, to see greater possibilities in your life than what you see today. And if you're willing for us to come and work with you, just call us in when you go to bed at night. Just, dear team, come visit me. I'm willing. Know that we love all of you. Squirrel, we love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone,
for tuning in. It's always a joy for us to be with you. And until we speak with all of you again in this format, we love you, people. We know what you're capable of doing. We're very excited to see how you do it. Namaste.
Namaste.
Wait. All right, good night, everybody. I'm looking at the clock. Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Squirrel, I love you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being everybody's question person. Good night. We'll talk with you next week.
Good night, everyone. Sweet dreams.